FMR 101.3 FM.
Welcome to Talking Movies. I'm Spling. This week we're reviewing a biographical political documentary. Sapiro is one of the world's most influential political cartoonists. Based in South Africa, Jonathan Shapiro has become the country's most respected and widely published political cartoonist, with his work appearing in the Sunday Times, Daily Maverick, and paperback annuals. Shapiro's powerful and sharp-witted cartoons have made him a force in the media, a fierce political commentator, a thought leader, and a national treasure. Creating accessible, intelligent, and insightful images, Shapiro's satirical and often controversial work has continued to provoke thought from his earliest days as an anti-apartheid struggle artist. Wielding the power to influence public opinion, spark debate, and hold politicians to account, Shapiro's considerable harbinger effect has inspired a new generation of political jesters. Shapiro has more than earned his place as a fearless commentator and insightful critic in South African politics. Going beyond the ink, he's commanded respect worldwide as an ambassador of free speech and achieved a degree of notoriety in pop culture for his ability to call it like it is. Whatever your thoughts on Shapiro or his work, we can all agree it was high time that someone made a documentary based on his influential cartoons and decades-spanning career. That someone is producer and director Craig Tanner, and that documentary is The Showerhead. Produced by Anand Singh, the acclaimed filmmaker's political films about South Africa's checkered history reinforce the film's position. While the curious title may raise questions for international audiences, most South Africans should join the dots when they discover this is a Shapiro documentary. The Showerhead in question has become synonymous with former President Jacob Zuma after his 2016 rape trial, now a fixed, iconic, and ongoing part of Shapiro's caricature of Zuma. In much the same way as Herman Melville's classic Moby Dick, The Showerhead positions Shapiro as Captain Ahab, with his evasive whale being Jacob Zuma. In this spirit, the political documentary isn't trying to be a definitive portrait of Shapiro, but rather a comprehensive chronicle of his long-running feud with a politician. Much like a stand-up comedian would thrive on a country's political circus, Zuma's controversial presidency gave Shapiro a wealth of material for him to satire. The Showerhead does have a biographical slant with a few details about Shapiro's personal life, but strictly being about Shapiro and not specifically Jonathan Shapiro, the focus is mostly on his career. This makes The Showerhead a chronological tour of the ANC presidency from the time of Nelson Mandela's inauguration and beyond. Shapiro's political cartoons date back to the start of the new South Africa, giving the build-up to the infamous Showerhead's introduction valuable context. Having faced death threats and detention, Shapiro's been at the front line of political commentary, with many of his edgy cartoons blowing up in the media. Having become somewhat untouchable, the cartoonist has attracted a few hefty lawsuits over his time in a bid to frighten and nullify. Unfortunately for Jacob Zuma, the legal threats only strengthen Shapiro's mission and resolve. Taking on a president who commands considerable resources and dangerous allies is no funny business. Yet Shapiro has proved the old adage that the pen is mightier than the sword again and again. The Showerhead is an important documentary film showing the power of one and speaking truth to power in exercising one's freedom of expression. It's fascinating to get a personal tour of Shapiro's career through some of his most iconic images, documenting the Rainbow Nation's presidents under the rule of the ANC. Getting the story and true inspiration behind the cartoons from the artist at his drawing desk makes the experience even more personal and special. He's not alone, with commentary from a wide array of academics, editors, historians, and politicians. Among the list of well-respected and contributing interviewees are editor-in-chief Mondli Makanya, struggle stalwart Ronnie Casserels, newspaper editor Feriel Hafiji, general secretary of the South African Federation of Trade Unions, Zwelinzima Vavi, media lawyer Dario Milo, as well as academics professor Ashwin Desai and professor Glenda Daniels. While The Showerhead chronicles the highs and lows of Shapiro's career in a comprehensive, insightful, and respectful manner, it isn't without its flaws. The documentary successfully relays Shapiro's tenacious spirit, political sway, and powerful cartoons with enough time for appreciation. Yet having so many talking heads and covering 3 decades of detailed work does affect the 99-minute running time. Perhaps releasing The Showerhead as a political docuseries with a focus on each presidential era would have been a better format for the production. It's clear that the documentary has been retooled or stretched to cover more recent political developments as relates to Jacob Zuma's political revival. Doing this through text title screens ensures the showerhead's more relevant and up-to-date. However, just as it seems like the documentary is coming into land, it takes off again, and the longer running time is felt. While it's a curious contrast to get the inside story behind Brett Murray's debacle with the spear painting of Jacob Zuma, this detour may have been better served as a short film to open the showerhead. As it stands, the documentary does a good job of translating Zapiero's ability to be accessible, bold, insightful, and substantial. For more movie reviews, interviews, and previous Talking Movies podcasts, visit splingmovies.com. And remember, don't wing it, spling it.
FMR 101.3 FM.